Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am Deborah Lee. I am joined by my co-host, your host, everybody's host. This is Jimbo Baggins. And I want to say welcome to all of you blog talkers who are tuning in. And we see the list is already growing for calls. And I want to thank all of you Facebook watchers who are right now on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page watching us live stream as we do the show. And anybody can go there. So if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you'd like to, and you're on Facebook, just pop in. And I want to remind everyone that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I'm actually holding up for the Facebookers right now. We need to make the distinction that this is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other great systems that are out there, so that we are all on the same page. I am now going to, one last thing. I'm going to be using a 24-card layout for each of the calls tonight because that's my standard way of giving a reading. Others prefer to just do a random draw of, say, you know, a few cards, but I prefer and I'm more comfortable with laying them all out. Those of you on Facebook would be able to see the cards as I'm laying them out. And on to you, Jimbo.
Alrighty then. I want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment personal purposes, not personal, purposes only. That's our disclaimer. We have to do that. The world we live in nowadays. Also, we'd like, if you're an international caller or a viewer on Facebook, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout-out like we will again. Helen from the UK is with us on Facebook.
Hey, yay, Helen.
International. All right. Primary call-in show, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Excuse me. When you call in, you'll basically be told you get to listen to the show while you wait. And that is a fact. I just called in and did a test. I always do because sometimes we have problems. But we do not tonight. So if you're hearing the show, everything's working perfectly.
Yeah.
We have a list of all the callers. I am keeping track on what order they go in because who's been holding the longest. Excuse me. Now, important things here coming up. We want you to do the following things if you legally and safely can when we take your call. When we take your call and you go live, please get off the speakerphone and get off the Bluetooth devices of any type. We'll tell you why at the end of this. Make sure you got shut down all your background noises, quit multitasking, running around doing stuff while you were killing time waiting. Very important that you can find a nice quiet place, a good cell phone reception and whatnot. And the reason it helps to do all these extra things is because your call is not only just bouncing around cell phone towers, it's going through Blog Talk website, coming through our computers and coming out our speakers, and there's going to be a loss of quality there, and it can be rough if you got background stuff going on. Like I say, if you legally or safely cannot do so, we'll work with you. But if you have the ability, please shut all that crap down. Also, at the end of your reading with Deborah, your free reading with Deborah, we're going to give you a parting angel card on the way out. So when you hear the harps, the reading with Deborah is done. Pretend she just left the room. It's just me and you. No more secondary, third, fourth questions. Quick little, what about? No, all right, we got to move on. We got long callers. We just can't spend an unlimited amount of time with each person.
Exactly.
If you would like that one-on-one mega time type attention, go to the psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange for a private reading. Then it is her. There's no gym with harps. And you can ask for all the questions you want in whatever time block that you have arranged. So that's the name of that tune. I think we are going to go to our first caller, which is...
Wait. You got to tell everybody what day it is.
Well, see, I don't know because sometimes you care and sometimes you don't.
Oh, well, you did tell me.
I tell you every day and you don't care. I'm just kidding. It is, well, it depends what day it is. There's multiple days. It's happy hour day. It's a national pizza with the works except anchovy day. This French dip day, you know, the sandwich, which those are pretty good. There's a few other things.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, they are good, those French dips. World Pneumonia Day, serious stuff like that.
Pneumonia?
Yeah, you know, pneumonia.
For awareness type of thing?
Yeah, no, it's not, I'm celebrating it, Deb. We want, yay, pneumonia, we're going to have a party for it. Of course it's awareness. I don't even, that's pretty stupid. Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. Chicken soup is kind of a cool thing. It does really.
It's known to have healing properties.
And even if it doesn't, if it makes your brain think
tastes
it does,
really good,
all
yeah.
that matters is it brings you comfort, and it does for me. I know that. Okay, now we will go to area code. First caller, 678, down in Georgia. 678, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Kathy.
Good. Hi.
How are you?
That
it's like a delay.
There's a delay.
Not when I called.
Oh. Jim has been checking.
I checked earlier and there was like a microsecond delay.
So can you hear me?
No problem. I can hear you.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Well, tell us what's happening, what's going on, and what would you like to know from your reading?
I want you to look at my love life. I am, it's an on-again, off-again relationship with Anthony.
Okay.
And I wanted to see if it will stabilize itself to be consistent.
And to we're asking callers in case they have a second question that we can add to your reading.
Do you have something on in the background, a radio, a computer with sound coming out?
No.
Well,
it's totally quiet.
All right. Well, we will just work with it.
Maybe the internet playing games with us. All right. I did check. It's like a 2-second delay.
Okay.
But that's there's always going to be that. You know, Facebook is worse.
Yeah.
The Facebook Live is like 20-30 second delay. So yeah.
Well, we are all so reliant.
Yeah.
On this, you know, technology.
And we got it. They're pretty amazing.
Truly.
That it can go from, you know, that fast or the internet, different continents and whatnot in that rapid amount of time. So it's pretty good.
And I don't think that's our conversation in the background. I'm wondering if there's wires across. Somewhere.
Yeah, it could be. It could be something going weird.
All right. So I'm working on your relationship on and offness with Anthony.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Let's see what we've got here. Okay, I'm suspecting, and you can set me straight if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that Anthony is mainly responsible for the on and offness. You know, is this him who generally wants a break?
Well, yes. It's not wants a break. He just gets scared. So he
that's
just
it. Yes, that's it. It
goes away.
And once he becomes overwhelmed, he runs away. And right now, at this particular point, are you on or are you off right now?
Off.
I figured that by looking here. And you know what? He's got to. Well, Jim, you should step in. This is one of your gender. Anthony, he gets overwhelmed. He gets afraid. And then he... And puts the relationship on hold.
What's she afraid of?
Well, that's a good question.
She needs to figure that out.
Well, I think it's that he's been hurt before.
The relationship's never going to succeed if somebody keeps jumping out and gets fearful and whatnot.
It's not. And right now I see, sadly, Kathy, more of the same.
You know, eventually we have to overcome our fears. That's life.
And he's going to eventually lose you to somebody else that isn't dealing with this kind of...
Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of a point where you got to either stand up to your peers or you're going to be that peers bitch.
In plain English, I agree.
You are, and you'll never, ever have a successful relationship ever if you can't do that.
And it becomes so frustrating for the other partner who wants to have a stable...
Absolutely.
You know, he's got to learn to work through differences.
There's so much you can do for a person. Is he going to work through it or not? Is he going to?
At this particular point, I'm not hopeful. Would he consider going to therapy or counseling? To be with you?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, I'm not very hopeful. This. Imagine if you were, say, married to him. And he'd go off, he's got to avoid falling back on that defense mechanism. It's going to literally ruin his life. Because you come through and work hard as so loving and tender and loyal and all the right things, where he is like scared you're going to turn into the enemy, if you know what I mean. So I don't know what to really suggest, except to, how long does he go? Does he go a couple months, a couple weeks?
It varies. It could be a couple weeks to a month.
That's a long time.
It is.
Even 2 weeks is a long time.
Does he call you during that time? Or does he shut down?
No, he just...
No, see?
Sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he gets back soon and then sometimes he doesn't.
And then when you're back together, how long does that last?
A month to about 3 months.
Yeah. Well, it's coming through to me as like an emotional upset for him. It could go all the way back to childhood, or maybe he dealt with a lot of rejection, possibly abuse. And it'll hang with a person until they decide to fix it.
Right.
So I'm wondering, Jim, do you think it would be feasible or advisable for Kathy to put her foot down next time he comes back and say only on the condition that we get this resolved?
Yeah, I would say, hey, okay, here's the deal. I would say, look, you keep doing this over and over and over. Why do I have to put up with it? If you really actually care about me, let's figure out how to fix it. If you don't, then let me go and move on.
He's also, one more thing I got to tell you, he's looking at the silence between you as his power. Like right now, he feels like he's in the power position.
She always takes him back.
Well, that's true, but I don't see that he's up to anything.
It doesn't matter. Well, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's not running around with a bunch of chicks
or
out gangbanging or something. I got you, but still... You can't just ghost somebody like that whenever you feel like
it. No, and for him to
show you. And then to come back anytime you feel like it. You can't do that.
Go ahead, hon.
Do you think that he's doing it intentionally or unintentionally, and will he fix it? That's the hard part for me because I don't think it's intentional.
It could be anxiety panic disorder, and men have a really hard time dealing with the fact that they have a disruption in their...
There could be a lot of underlying clause, but it is intentional. You don't just ghost somebody and not intend to do it. That's intentional. So,
he's not trying to hurt her.
Right.
He's trying to protect himself.
Or whatever. That's what you got to get to. But,
they're
intentional. He's intentionally doing that. That's not an accident. Oh, I forgot I was ghosting you. Okay.
And I hate to say this, but I'll just try to put it gently to you. In a sense, you're enabling him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows you love him and you will take him back.
Yes, he will continue to not feel bad about ghosting because he goes, well, no big deal. When I'm ready, she'll take me back. It will be good.
That is extreme.
I'm kind of Yeah, I don't think it's intentional, but it doesn't even matter, intentional or unintentional. It has to be, he has to
face up
put
to
his
it.
Big voice hands on and do what he needs to do.
Right, well, if there's something wrong, it needs to be fixed, if it's counseling, if it's just talking or whatever, but you just can't keep going on like that.
Here's the thing, too. I've been a sufferer of anxiety panic disorder since I was 27 years old, and it isn't always negative things that bring on an attack. Sometimes it can be things like Christmas, getting married, having a baby. I mean, that is new stress, but it's also stress. And that stress feeds on the anxiety. You know, I've had to get the hell out of certain places because I could feel myself losing control of me. And a doctor once explained it to me. It's like the electrical system on a car. You know, where like the windshield wipers are flapping away and you got the windows going up and down. And that is what these attacks are like. But he can get help.
They're not going to fix themselves, though.
Mm-mm.
And we have to, as humans, and people can help us, because sometimes we don't know that we have a problem, but eventually if somebody helps you, it's just you have a problem, there's a point where you either get help or that person can't stay with you forever.
Yeah.
And do you see him contacting me anytime soon?
I did. And Kathy, unfortunately, we are going to have to move on. But if you ever want to work with me privately, just in bulk, I'm really cheap because I don't believe that because you can charge hundreds of dollars for a session with people that it's right. So you can always reach me through my psychiclovedoctor.com website.
All right.
Okay.
Well, here,
thank
before
you.
Before we move on, your angel card reading subject is you know what to do. Archangel Uriel, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
That's the perfect card for you, Kathy.
Trust,
really.
Trust the gut, which is good advice to anybody.
It really is. So, yes.
Unless you have a history of making bad decisions. But
if you contact me, I'll get back to you right away. Otherwise, we'll be on the air on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
News for the Soul.
Yeah, we'll be on News for the Soul. All right? Take care, hon.
I will contact you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, you can hear it in her voice. She doesn't know what to do.
She's frustrated.
Yeah, and it is frustrating.
International shout out to the UK folks, Michelle.
And Mike.
All right. I don't blame the frustration, but there's a certain point. You can't. It's the horse in the water thing. You can only do so much to get that person has to want help, like people that are addicted to drugs,
alcohol,
even people that have illnesses. I mean, people have died because they didn't want to go to a doctor. You can only tell them you probably could put a gun to the head, go to the doctor, but then you're going to jail.
Well, it's hard for her side of things because she loves him.
Yes, but she has to
rise above that love, I guess.
And if she puts her foot down, that might actually make him help himself, right?
I think so.
Because if you really care about me, then we're gonna need to talk about getting you some help and counseling or something. Otherwise, I got to let you go.
Yeah. Well, then it makes her dysfunctional if she lives with that.
Well, it already is. You can't. It's like taking a Jerry Springer when they keep taking a cheater back.
Yeah.
They feel that it's more okay to cheat.
Well, and you're giving them license to keep doing it.
Yeah, they feel okay about it. They're less remorseful about cheating. All right. It's same but different. Shall we? We shall move on to the next color. We are going to go to area code 760, which is up in California.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Please tell us who
Thank
we
you
are.
Thank you so much.
Hi. And you are?
Hi. I'm Gia.
Hi, Gia. Good to hear from you. Have we talked to you before?
Yes.
Oh, we have.
Wow. How long ago?
It must have been a while.
Oh, gosh, I can't even remember.
Okay, that's cool. We just worry that our age, our memories are getting really, really bad. Like, if you would have said Friday, I'd have felt shame because that was yesterday.
Yes, me too. I'm like, uh-oh.
All right, well, that's cool. We understand. Welcome back.
Yeah, glad to hear from you. So,
thank you so much.
What is on your mind?
Yeah, what you got cooking?
Well, I actually wanted to ask about a person of interest. Whether that you see any future for us, romantic future for us. Right now, it's just a connection, and or if there's new love coming my way.
All right, nice. Those are really good.
Do you mind using their first name if you feel comfortable?
David.
David. Okay.
Well, that's cool. You said there's a connection. Was it like somebody you know physically, or was it through the internet?
Actually, it was a virtual situation. We kind of met because he was offering part of a session as part of his promo for his business. And that's how we met. And we somehow were like two ships in the night, and then he moved to the other side of the country. So there's been kind of a real distance. And but yet there's still this communication that, you know, kind of surfaces every now and then. And I feel feelings, and, you know, it's just a matter of, well, is there something there or maybe not?
Super good question. And then part two is if you see anything else that she does not know about.
Another flame. I'll tell you what, he is really easy to read. And I love that because a lot of times with men, it's like peeling an onion and you're like, come on already. Let me get to the heart of this.
Oh, great.
Thing, and he's under Sure to Come True. So this really is a connection for you. That's a designation in the layout.
She felt it.
Yeah.
He feels it. I shouldn't say past tense.
Oh, he feels it too. But I'm going to tell you, he is super insecure about this as a relationship because he thinks that due to the distance and the hardship that is involved in that.
That's a logical thing to weigh in on. Yeah,
that if he wades into a relationship with you, that he's going to lose you to another guy and he's going to get a broken heart.
Sure.
So look at that. He feels the winning move is not to play.
It's the risk reward thing.
So he's keeping her like in a friend zone.
Well, it's not that he's a bad person. It sounds like he's very logical and cautious.
And he has feelings for you.
Because I mean, that everything makes sense.
I can Oh wow, you're validating what I feel.
Yes.
Sure, and it makes sense because if I was in his shoes and thinking like he does, like, well, I'm over here on the other coast. I really got a connection with this person, but we got gazillions of miles between us. Is it realistic for me to keep putting this into it and not expect her maybe to find somebody else? And then I put all this time into it and my heart gets broken. All these things people second guess themselves.
We never think men will think about these things, but they do.
Well, yeah. Well, they don't when they're 20.
I mean, they can go out and slay dinosaurs. Dinosaurs. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Dragons.
Oh, dragons, the same
thing. Dragons, but they will hide the fact that they've got this little bowl of jello for a heart. You know, it makes them weird. Love is a weakness to men.
I could feel that too, that he does have a soft, compassionate side, and that he does. So I feel like we know each other from a past lifetime. I really do, because I feel like I know way too much.
Yeah, I don't doubt that for a second. A lot of times these cards will signal that, you know, that there's a past life connection.
So you don't see anything negative path they're on, right?
No, but here's the thing, and I don't care how many of you men out there deny this. My cards have told me this is true. When you guys care for somebody, love them, you think every other man on the planet is going to be coming over the hills and mountains to get to her.
I feel that too.
That depends.
Well, because to them, we are the most wonderful, goddess-like, beautiful, everything.
If it's that kind of a romance, absolutely.
Yes.
That's a normal human thing to think.
So that's where you could encourage him, and he will fall like a ton of bricks for you. But I would suggest if you really feel that way, because that would be...
Well, she does feel that way.
That would be kind of selfish, you know? And he'd get hurt and
he's feeling a big connection.
I think there's love here. I could tell you about the other
because I've been getting mixed emotions.
Yeah. Well, he's holding
mixed emotions. I mean mixed messages from him.
Yeah. He's holding back because if he gives in, then he knows that he's going to be like on his knees over you. So he's trying to...
I know. There is a certain point, as a guy, especially if you've been around the block a couple times, where you're like, we're close to that next level, and I don't sure I want to take that step yet. Because there's a lot of things that come with that.
Yeah, and distance sucks.
There's a lot of commitments and responsibilities, and then I am, and if she, because you don't know what the other person's thinking. You think you do, but you don't. And if, like, he's, you guys are on coast to coast or whatever, and what if this other guy comes along and he's going to be like, Jesus.
Oh, boy. And he's convinced of it.
I knew this was coming. Why the hell did I bother? He's going to be thinking.
So when you look at that, and he's, the subtext is he doesn't feel worthy of you. And yet you know So look at that. And
can't hear you. Are you still there? Hello? Hello.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Luna.
This is where we adapt, overcome, and improvise.
Hi. Hi. We are trying to...
I'm sorry, your show went down.
Dating him. Zach, once you're looking at a tombstone, you can...